This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, February 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Kickstarter unionizes, and Oracle employees revolt, lessons to learn, and two sets of insights post-Brexit. This is the Business of Tech. I'm focused on a non-security episode today. I think we need a break. Instead, let's talk about labor. On Tuesday, Kickstarter employees voted 46-37 in favor of unionizing, making them the first full-time employees to do so at a tech company. The union, Kickstarter United, is the first union at a major tech company of full-time white-collar employees. 2,000 cafeteria workers at Google in the Bay Area joined a union back in December, and Google contract workers in Pittsburgh unionized last August. And in Chicago, employees of Instacart unionized earlier this month. Meanwhile, employees at Oracle are calling for a work stoppage after news of co-founder Larry Ellison hosting a golf and dinner fundraiser for President Trump. Oracle is regarded as a culturally apolitical workplace, and Ellison's political fundraising is being cited by organizers as divergent from the company's stated corporate values. Why do we care? I was chatting with a security expert about the insider job reported on Tuesday, and after discussing the technical analysis, the comment was made of how, quote, you don't treat employees like blank so that they want to do stuff like this to you. That's true on security issues, and it's true in regards to listening to employees. There are different perspectives on the current economy. Some think it's thriving due to low unemployment and market growth, and others focus on wage stagnation. The economy is good for some and not so good for others, and so one single answer doesn't really help. But tech workers are generally doing a lot better than many in the current economy. That gives us a little insight as we think to why they unionized. The Kickstarter union is focused on workplace policies and support for reporting workplace issues. Your lesson? Take care of your people. Make sure your organization listens and invests in people, really. As lip service will be called out. For me, Oracle's lesson is a lot harsher. In a polarized political climate, don't be surprised if some revolt when you take a position from leadership. Ellison? Here's a pretty solid argument for toning down the heated political culture in general. It's hard to bring people together in any walk of life. If your employees don't believe you live your values, they're gonna speak up. Google has announced it's changing the data controller for its UK data to Google LLC, which places it under the jurisdiction of US regulators. This is coming after the UK's exit from the EU. According to Reuters, the change does potentially remove GDPR protections for UK citizens and could allow the US's recent Cloud Act to make it easier for British authorities to access data. However, the story also notes that UK privacy rules will still apply regardless of the fact that requests for data are now handled in the US rather than Ireland, where they were previously managed. The Verge contacted the UK's Data Oversight Group, the Information Commissioner's Office, and confirmed that any UK data is still covered by the UK's existing regulations. At the same time, data from the Netherlands Foreign Investment Agency claims that 140 companies have moved to the Netherlands and 78 did so in 2019. The agency claims it's talking to another 425 businesses from the UK, US, and Asia about shifting their operations or expanding into the Dutch market as a result of Brexit. Why do we care? This is the "so it begins" moment for Brexit and the changes to laws. Didn't take Google long to start moving data control around. I certainly don't expect this to be the last. If you're an international company doing business across these boundaries, these are the decisions you're going to be making. Additionally, if you use the UK as your base of operations for Europe, you're moving. That's to be expected. The Netherlands is a logical place to locate, and this is just the beginning. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, three things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.